Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
I don't know why I don't like the word sponsored. I'm having a hard time using the word sponsored for this. But it's basically women who use the generosity of guys to get things.
Whatever. It's not generosity. It's an ulterior motive of guys. We want you to brag about what you got sponsored, ladies. And by sponsored, we mean you flirted, you smiled, you look pretty, and a guy just gave it to you.
Abby and Cumming, what did you get just for being cute and flirty?
Well, I just moved from Vegas, and while we were in Vegas, I'm a married woman, mind you, and we would go out, my girlfriends and I would get really dressed up, we would go to the craps tables, and we would just stand there, and men would think we're lucky if they started winning, and so then they would have us stand by them, and then they would give us part half of their money when they won.
Sweet.
Just for being lucky and cute.
Yes.
So
yeah,
would
you got gambling cash.
Yes.
I love it.
So yeah. Would you like say to your husbands, were you married at the time when you were out there?
Yes. Yeah.
So you would just say to your husband, all right, we're going to go to the casino and make some money.
Yeah, they would be gambling two tables over.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Shelly and Ackworth, hey.
Hi.
So what did you get just for being attractive?
Actually, I'm the one that was a sponsor for a guy.
Oh.
Oh,
all right.
He was that hot.
This is going to take a nice turn.
So I was at a work convention and I saw him and I bought his drink. The year later, I was at another work convention, saw him again, bought him dinner. He's currently my boyfriend of 6 years now.
Oh, really?
Oh, but see, that doesn't count at all. It's not even close. You wanted him. Like, you flirted and you got him. It doesn't work.
I didn't flirt. He flirted with me. I didn't intend to become, he asked me out, not the other way around.
But I do like her bold move.
Yeah, that doesn't fit. Because the sponsor thing, Kelly knows when she went into the bar that she's not going home with any of the guys or anything. Like, she might
right,
even be
not
in
even
a relationship.
Interested.
Half the girls could be in relationships or whatever. She just knows that being pretty and cute is and flirty with a guy
yeah.
is going to get him to be like, yeah, I'll buy your drink.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And but, he knows that.
Like for example, my fiance who just sits at a bar with her other attractive friend and has a guy send them meat from across the room.
Off the dinner.
Yeah. Katarina.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello. Yeah. So one time this guy asked me over for dinner and I told him that I couldn't. So he ended up bringing the steaks and the full dinner and a nice bottle of wine and dropping it off at my place. And so I called the guy I was dating and we had the dinner.
Girl, yes. Nice work.
That's so jacked up.
That's exactly what you were just saying you wanted to do. You wanted Callie to order all of that and then you're going to come in there and eat it.
Well, I am so jacked up.
Ashley in Roswell, what'd you get sponsored? Brag.
Hi. So I went on one date with a guy that somebody set me up with, and he invited me to New York City because this guy was like a millionaire. And I wasn't really interested, but he wanted somebody to pamper, and he knew we were just friends. And he got me my own room, and we went to New York City.
Dang.
And you didn't have to do anything?
No. He was just kind of sweet.
Jeff's baffled by this concept. He's like, really? A whole trip to New York? Seriously?
I
think maybe I'm just too cheap to.
That might be it.
Well, this is going to be a
too
new.
Too practical.
Yeah, this is a good segue into our friend who was out. So Callie and I have a friend who was getting married.
Okay, give her a name.
They were Kelly. So, right? So we're getting married. They're getting married. That's too many Callie Kellys. Rachel.
Okay.
So Rachel's getting married. And so she's doing a bachelorette party in South Beach and in Miami. But before they all went, everybody, like there's maybe half a dozen people going on that trip, but everybody that knows her was all out in Atlanta the night before, drinking, having a good time, kind of like the pre-party before
the bachelorette smaller
group left. One of the girls starts talking to a guy at the bar, and he's like, "Oh, are you going to Florida with all these folks?" And she says, "No, not going." He says, "Why not?" And she's like, "Because I had work stuff, and I had all, you know, crap come up, and by the time I found out that I could go, the tickets were too expensive." And he took out his phone, and he bought her a ticket for the following morning to fly from Atlanta to Miami. It cost $1,200, and she went on the trip.
You're kidding.
What?
Yep.
$1,200, and she had to do nothing except just chit-chat with this guy.
Yep. I don't even know if she knows him or what her deal is, but yep.
Unbelievable. Hey, Lindsay, you want to brag?
Yeah. Okay, so I was kind of just walking around Lenox just for, you know, giggles, hashtag poor girl problems, and, like, just window shopping. And so I walk in, and I was just looking at some little Louis Vuitton duffels, whatever. And this guy just approaches me, and he's like, "I've seen you kind of browsing. Would you like one?" I was like, sure. Why not? And he buys it. I take it home. He, you know, I say thank you. No more words were exchanged. I get home. My husband sees it, and I was like, "Hey, some guy saved you some money."
You're kidding.
Up.
No.
A Louis Vuitton bag?
Yes, just a little travel duffel. Like, it wasn't even just like, it was a duffel. Like, I was like, "Oh, that's
How much does something like that run?
Oh, my gosh.
Like $1,800?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
And what did your husband say?
He said to tell the guy if I ever saw him, thank you.
Wow.
You're kidding. Oh my gosh.
All right, Lindsay, you can be the last call because you just won.
Lindsay wins.
Yeah, you just won the sponsored guy lottery.
Star 94.1.
Oh my God.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.